In what did Christ's humiliation consist?
Christ's humiliation consisted in his being born, and that in a low condition, made under the law, and undergoing the miseries of this life.
In what else did Christ's humiliation consist?
Christ's humiliation consisted also in his undergoing the wrath of God and the cursed death of the cross, in being buried and continuing under the power of death for a time.
In what did Christ's exaltation consist?
Christ's exaltation consisted in his rising from the dead on the third day, ascending up into heaven, receiving the name which is above every name, and sitting down at the right hand of God the Father.
In what else will Christ's exaltation consist?
Christ's exaltation will consist also in his bodily return to raise and rapture his own, his execution of the righteous wrath of God, his glorious return to rule the world, his judgment of all mankind from a great white throne, and his ultimate conquest of every enemy, concluding with even the everlasting abolishment of death.
How do we become partakers of Christ's redemption?
We become partakers of Christ's redemption by the effectual application of it to us by his Holy Spirit.
How does the Holy Spirit apply Christ's redemption to us?
The Holy Spirit applies Christ's redemption to us by working faith in us and thereby uniting us to Christ in our effectual calling.
What is effectual calling?
Effectual calling is God speaking in such a way through the human communication of the gospel that sinners respond willingly with saving faith.
How does the Holy Spirit work faith in us?
The Holy Spirit works faith in us by convincing us of our sin and misery, enlightening our minds in the knowledge of Christ, and renewing our wills.
How does the Holy Spirit complete the working of faith in us?
The Holy Spirit completes the working of faith in us by persuading and enabling us to embrace Jesus Christ, freely offered to us in the gospel.
What benefits do those who are effectually called partake of in this life?
Those who are effectually called partake in this life of justification, sonship, sanctification, and all spiritual blessings which in this life either accompany or flow from them.